We're going to talk about the phases of equal airtime. All right. So I literally woke up one morning this week and was just full of an idea to explain to you guys how equal airtime works. Equal airtime is when old shitty comes in and you are now going to think something new without a lot of drama. So old shitty, nope, here's my replacement thought. What happens while we're going through this is we have the tension. When you start equal airtime, there's the tension of who you are right now and how you naturally think, your default thinking, who you want to be, and the very purposeful thinking, deliberate thinking that's required to get there. So in phase one, it's all awareness. This actually, guys, y'all don't even have to write this. We've got all the digital assets on the Camp Hub. I added all of it for you guys. So if you don't want to have to draw it out, you don't have to. So what I want to show you is that in phase one, in the upper block, there's high desire for whatever thinking you're having, which happens to be old shitty thinking. That means that when you are having your old crap thoughts, the desire to follow through and the desire to believe them is at its peak. That's supposed to happen in phase one. Then you move to phase two, which I call work phase. I'm going to go through all of them in just a second. But you will have low desire for old shitty now, because you've thought new thoughts long enough and worked on it long enough to where it's not so compelling to do it. It's not so believable. Then you move to phase three, where momentum kicks in. New hotness has been in the building long enough. Every time you've had an old shitty thought and you replaced it with a new one, you're now catching steam. So the desire for whatever you're going to do starts shifting to the new hotness thoughts. You still, though, have some low desire for old shitty. They're both still there. Then when you do that long enough, you move into phase four, which is future you, where there's a high desire to think like the new version of you. So phase one, I typed all this out for you guys. I really thought about this. I'm just going to sit here so I can read it because, you know, mama's blind. So phase one, here's what's happening. You start noticing your old shitty. You're off and on catching the thoughts. You're like 50-50 on thinking something new. So like, I'm doing it is not automatic right now. It's I'm not doing it. And I'm waking up every morning thinking about how I'm not doing it. And I'm going to bed in a shame spiral of how I showed up for the day. But you're replacing the thoughts and you're switching thoughts and you're catching them about 50% of the time. Habits are still happening before you can even stop yourself. Because the old thinking is coming in, you haven't gotten good at catching it. So if the old thinking comes in and you haven't caught it, you are more likely to follow through and catch yourself in the doing or aftermath stage. And that's okay. All we want to do is get better and better at catching it. Often you're going to choose to eat anyway or say F it because the desire for that old thinking is high right now. It's habit brain thinking. You think about why things are hard more than you're thinking about your goals in this phase. You haven't shifted yet to being a future you thinker. So you're going to catch yourself in this a lot of old thinking. 75% of the time, you're going to be operating in your old habits in this phase. So all this means is that when you first start paying attention to your thinking, you are in awareness. 75% of the time, nothing's going to change yet. 25% of the time, though, you start making different changes. You start noticing little things. You start shifting out. And that's what you want. Then we move, and this is what I want you to remember in this phase. Judgment slows you down in this phase. If you've got 25% of the time it's working, 75% of the time you think it's not working versus 75% is where I'm supposed to be right now until I figure out how to catch more of them. You can't be judging. You can't think you're broken and you can't think something's wrong with you in this phase. You have to be thinking, this is part of the process and I'm going to figure it out. You have to understand that is the key feeling in this phase. There's a lot of understanding that has to go on. This is the phase where you're doing a ton of discovery worksheets. This is the phase where you are watching your habit trackers like a boss and figuring out next month, what do I want the new percentages to be? How can I level up? You have to remind yourself you are starting to get wins. In this phase, it's easy to focus on 75% not working versus I'm starting to get wins. I'm noticing where I'm winning. I'm noticing changes. You have to be conscious to think like future you. Future you notices her boss ass self. Everybody just think about your future you. Is she sitting around hating herself? Or she'd be like, oh my God, so good. Look at me. I did it. I'm going to email Corinne, tell her, bring me to Nashville. That's how she thinks. She focuses on what's right, which means you today has to focus on what's going right. You ain't got time to play in your dirty diaper about what's going wrong. You analyze what's not working. You focus and cheerlead on what's going right. And then you must write your goals down daily. Guys, you got to have them visible and you have to think about them on purpose through the day, not at 8 a.m. At 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., before you eat, after you eat. Your goals have to be at the forefront of your brain. If you want them to be important, make them important. Do not just write that shit down once a day and be like, I don't understand why I just don't think about it at 8 o'clock at night. You know what you need to be doing? Thinking about it at 8 o'clock at night. Rather than whining that you aren't automatically doing it. Phase two is the work phase. So when you do phase one long enough, you get to move on to phase two. Here's what happens. Old shitty is loud and clear. We're out of awareness phase. We're now catching him like a boss. And he sounds like he's running around all the time. That's good. Because in the first phase, we couldn't catch him. We weren't good at it yet. Now we're better. Your new thinking gets used a lot on purpose. There's a lot of thinking that happens, the purposeful thinking. You're living with both versions of you. This is where tension starts to be felt. It's like, I'm thinking this, and I'm also wanting to think this. This is where your brain is like, who are we going to be? And that will be your choice. 40% of the time, you're still operating in your old habits. Just because you've got both voices in the room doesn't make the new one the automatic one we go with. I can give you 1,000 thoughts of why it's a good idea. This one's still going to win sometimes. We're not good at it yet, and that's okay. But 60% of the time, we start noticing, we start going in the direction that we keep reminding ourselves we want to be going in. And that's the key. When you're doing that conscious thinking, you're constantly reminding yourself, this is who I want to be. This is how I want to think. These are the things I want to be doing. Rather than thinking all about your past and how you're not good enough, if you allow yourself to just keep diddling in your past, you will keep recreating whatever you got from your past. Recreating the emotions, recreating the behaviors. You have to remember that patience with the process, that's the required emotion in this phase. You have to be patient because you've got two voices in the room and ain't any time to judge it, wish it away, or want it to stop. Wasted energy. And resistance is the one thing that makes this phase hard, and it will send you back to square one. The more you think that thinking shouldn't be happening or it's too hard, the quicker your brain's going to want to revolt and go back and miss about 75% of it. It's going to want to just tune out. Then we get to phase three, momentum phase. Phase three is where old shitty is loud and clear, but coming less often. It's a lot easier to dismiss. You hear it, but you don't necessarily believe it anymore because you've rerouted your brain enough. The new thing is becoming easier to apply, and you notice it real quick. There's a lot of noticing how you're changing. You start seeing yourself do things right. You start feeling like things are getting easier. This is where my success stories would be like, I don't know, at some point it just felt easier. That's this phase. Because success stories will tell you every single time, I kept reminding myself of who I wanted to be. I kept changing my thoughts. I journaled. And then one day it just felt easier to do those things because your mind knew where to take you. Remember, what you think will be how you show up. You start shifting to believing in the new you. 25% of the time, you're still doing those discovery worksheets because old thinking's coming. But 75% of the time, new thinking and new doing is happening. You're just becoming that person. Determination to keep going is required in this phase. You're still making mistakes, but you know how to keep going now because you've done it so many times. You don't get rocked by it. And then staying on top of old shitty thinking of I should know better, that's what you got to watch out for. Because that 25%, it's real easy to let that old habit thinking of I should know better creep in. The moment you do that, you'll backslide to phase two, where old thinking is where you're in the tug of war and stuff. That's the recipe to getting back, going backward. Then phase four is the future you. This does not mean that you've arrived at your goal. It means you've arrived at the future you thinking. You have stepped into the person who's going to get there. And now you get to just enjoy the rest of the ride on your goal, thinking and believing like the person who gets there. New thinking is your default, and old shitty is just triggered occasionally. Most of your thinking and habits are now on autopilot. It's harder for you to imagine going back to the way you used to eat, for the way you used to live. That seems harder to imagine than how you live now. I was just talking to somebody about this yesterday. I don't remember who I was talking to. And I was like, I mean, I used to eat McDonald's twice a day, every day. Religion. I mean, come on. And if I could get it three times a day and afford it, I would. But most of the time, I could only afford twice a day. I can't even imagine that anymore. I cannot imagine a version of me that's just like, I'm going to McDonald's like twice a day for at least a month. Sounds like an amazing idea. I just wouldn't do it. And not because I think McDonald's is bad or anything. It's just, I'm so used to this lifestyle. It doesn't get on the radar. There's no drama. There's no making myself not go there anymore. But it's because I changed my thinking around all of it. You start fighting for the new you. A lot of you right now argue for the old you. Like even our first person, Sarah, she's so stuck in believing that she can't have a child that she tried to argue with me why she shouldn't even try to do one thing that could up the ante because of all this thinking. She was arguing for the broken version. We will want to stay in that version if it feels comfortable. There's so much fear around the new version because she's not using new thinking enough. So you notice you start fighting for the new you. When you want to throw yourself under the bus, there's a version of you that's like, oh no, what are we even doing? This sucks. We don't talk like this anymore. And then 10% of the time you're still operating in old habits and thinking, and 90% of the time you're thinking and doing like the new you. It's just happening. So you have to remember that confidence in this stage is going to come from reminding yourself that you have changed. You'll still want to believe you haven't at times. And so you need to every single day think lusciously about everything you do for yourself now. Over applaud, over celebrate the smallest of things. Make it the big ass deal that it is. A lot of you want to make it not such a big deal. Everything you do towards your goal has to be celebrated. You have to applaud yourself, because this is the reason. The reason why you make any goal in this life, whether it's weight loss or anything, is because of 1,000 small decisions. I promise you, I have achieved so much in my life. And it is the mornings that I open my planner when I don't want to. It's the days when I sit there and I write another email because I had an idea and I thought somebody needs to hear this. It's the days when I'm listening to a podcast and I get motivated to teach you something and I sit down and write it real quick before I take my shower. Those are the moments that change the world and change yourself. And you don't have time to sit around and act like it's not important. If you don't make it important, I promise you the world won't make it important either. And nothing is going wrong in this phase. If you make a mistake, and shame, judgment, and should thinking will be the only reason you go backward. So when you hear it, you slap a new thought on it. I promise you guys, having what you want starts right here in your mind. That is it.